From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Friday, June 23rd. Coming up, we'll learn more about Catholic abortion doulas approaching the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. As pandemic-era policies around Medicaid renewals end, Illinois providers are working to make sure no one gets left behind. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Medicaid customers had not been asked by the federal government to renew their coverage since March 2020. But last month, customers had to begin proving their eligibility once again. Across the country, more than 1 million customers have been dropped, many for not filling out their paperwork. Samantha Olds-Fry with the Illinois Association of Medicaid Health Plans says they've been trying to reach customers.
We are texting, calling, letting providers know that those members are up for redetermination, sending letters, knocking on their doors.
This month, nearly 114,000 cases in Illinois are up for renewal. The state is urging customers to keep an eye on their mail for renewal information. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A state audit shows a healthcare coverage program for Illinois kids has again lost millions in federal matching dollars due to clerical errors. From fiscal years 2019 through 2022, Illinois Auditor General Frank Martino says more than 5,000 children enrolled in All Kids were potentially classified as undocumented immigrants. Martino says the state lost more than $8 million because services for undocumented residents cannot get the federal match.
They stated that they are determining the feasibility of implementing additional controls, and they're going to review and revise the policies for their next audit.
But this is the 11th All Kids audit in a row with similar findings. Martino says the $8.2 million lost equals roughly 0.2% of the state's overall Medicaid budget. Not a single Republican lawmaker voted for the new state budget that Governor Pritzker signed 2 weeks ago. But Illinois Senate President Don Harmon says the new budget for fiscal year 2024 is a better one, thanks to Republican input. Speaking on the 21st show, Harmon said he worked with the Senate GOP caucus from the very start of the budget process.
In the end, we weren't able to get the votes on the budget from the Republicans. We weren't able to cross the divide on a couple of non-budgetary related items that they thought were precursors to supporting the budget. But I'm not discouraged. I think it was a process worth undertaking, and we'll do it again next year.
Democrats make up supermajorities in both the Illinois House and Senate. At the time the budget was signed, Senate Republican leader John Curran said the new budget reflected some joint priorities, such as education and support for the developmentally disabled. But he says GOP proposals for boosting employment were ignored by Democrats in favor of what he called more social spending. Tomorrow marks 1 year since the Supreme Court issued its ruling overturning Roe v. Wade and the nationwide right to access abortion. Abortion remains legal in Illinois, but as Illinois Newsroom's Owen Henderson reports, organizers say they see this as an opportunity to build something better.
Julie Lout is the founder of Urbana-Champaign Reproductive Justice. As she marks the year after Roe is overturned, she says she wants to show that abortion access affects more than just potential mothers. Lout says issues like food security or whether the minimum wage is high enough to care for a child are part of the framework of reproductive justice.
I really feel like this year our goal is broadening that education, broadening that umbrella, to have more people see themselves as part of this work.
She says more comprehensive reforms, like increasing access to childcare, are necessary to provide support, whether or not someone chooses to get an abortion. I'm Owen Henderson, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about Catholic abortion doulas nearing the one-year anniversary of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. That story is next on 217 Today.
In the fourth season of the Great Performances series, Now Hear This, celebrated violinist and conductor Scott Yu explores the secret history of some of the world's finest music. In the new season, Yu travels to Buenos Aires, Brooklyn, Granada, and Leipzig to investigate the mystery and histories of works by Schumann, Albéniz, Andy Akiho, and more. Learn how you can watch this and other great performances as a friend of WILL at will.illinois.edu/passport.
Official teachings of the Catholic Church oppose abortion, but the majority of Catholic adults in the United States didn't believe Roe v. Wade should have been overturned. A vocal segment is Catholic abortion doulas. They call themselves the faithful majority, including in Illinois. Mawa Iqbal has the story.
A pile of books sits on Emily Likens' kitchen table. One of them is called Decision Assessment and Counseling in Abortion Care.
It is sort of known as the Bible of abortion counseling. So one of the chapters in here specifically addresses religion, emotional conflict. Here, spirit.
Likens is an independent doula based in the south and west suburbs of Chicago. She's a full spectrum doula, which means she offers emotional support and guidance to people throughout all stages of family planning, which includes abortion care. And she's Catholic. But Likens says her faith doesn't contradict her work. It informs her on how to help people as they seek and go through with an abortion. Sometimes when women feel like they're committing a sin, she tells them,
forgiveness is the ultimate crux of Christianity. I remind people that God loves them and God forgives them and that, like, God sees their pain.
Likens has been a doula for over a decade, but she'd been surrounded by reproductive health care since she was a child, helping her mom as she went through a pregnancy via in vitro fertilization, witnessing a home birth at her neighbor's. And then at 21, Likens had an unplanned pregnancy.
And I did a lot of thinking and a lot of praying and a lot of talking to other people and reading people's experiences. And at the end of the day, I was wholeheartedly certain that I needed and wanted this abortion, but I was grieving. I was heartbroken about having to make this choice. I felt shameful for putting myself in a situation where I needed to make this choice. The partner that I had was like, also felt deep shame and didn't want us to talk about this to anyone.
But she says for all the shame she felt, she was met with overwhelming kindness and acceptance at the abortion clinic. And that is what activated her to assist in abortion care. Likens currently lives in a conservative Catholic community just outside of Joliet, where she says abortion is usually met with silence. Kay Hoding, who lives about 700 miles away, is hoping to break that stigma.
The Pew studies, the Gallup studies, all of which show time and time again that, like, Catholics actually pretty much agree on abortion, and they think that abortion should be legal.
Hoding is a Catholic abortion doula based in Washington, D.C. She also serves as a writer and managing editor for Catholics for Choice, an international nonprofit that promotes access to abortion within the context of Catholicism. They often hold demonstrations, like one they did to counter the 2022 March for Life at the Basilica of the National Shrine of Immaculate Conception in D.C., the largest Roman Catholic church in the country.
When we projected on the bell tower, we projected facts. We projected things like 1 in 4 abortion patients is Catholic.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has repeatedly rejected Catholics for Choice as a Catholic organization. Hoding says the bishop's messaging has left many of her Catholic doula clients to feel isolated. And when she tells them she is also Catholic, she says many of them are brought to tears, which is something that Likens has experienced as well. She says she will often pray with her Christian patients and guide them through the process by asking questions like,
is there a manifestation of this situation where God actually agrees with your decision to have an abortion and sees you as a person who is hurting and in need of kind care, compassion, saving?
And since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe last year, she's seen a shift among some of the more fundamentally religious doulas who would refuse to help patients seeking abortion care.
And now almost all of the birth workers I interact with very proudly and openly express their, you know, their political views about abortion.
And the belief that abortion is a part of the spectrum of healthcare that doulas can help people navigate, no matter what their faith background is. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 86 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Jim Meadows, Alex Degman, and Owen Henderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.